This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I see. And good morning, gardeners. Sunday morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and then every Sunday following. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We're going to go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
This might be a little off the wall, Patrick, but we recently went through another romaine lettuce scare.
Yep.
Which you can only get so much E. coli, and then you get too much.
Yeah.
But suppose you wanted to grow, let's say, a salad indoors during the winter, get nice fresh food. What would you grow? What would you grow it in, and what would you use for lighting?
You could use a couple things. Definitely want to use like a seed starting mix for your soil. It's a lighter soil. It's not as heavy as you would use outside. You could use different like peat pots. They have them in all different sizes. They have them in six packs. They have them in really small. They have them bigger. Or you could use like a, you could actually use like a tray, a big tray that has, that would hold like a six pack, the six packs that has a bottom on it that, is flat versus, has a lot of holes, etc. in it. You could do something along those lines. They even have, windowsill trays out there. To use where that'll fit right on a windowsill. You would want to get it as much sun as possible to use. You could also use a grow light. A grow light would be great to have on it. You can keep start it off low and then bring it up as time goes on. The different types of salad mix, you know, seeds would be the best way to start. The mescaline, the different types of lettuces, maybe some kale in there, that type of thing. That's what I would use. But you want to try to get
radishes, or
I mean, you could definitely try some radishes inside. But you got to realize you want that would be one where you would use that tray that I was I was talking about, or you know, you just won't be able to put a lot in a pot because it does grow under the soil, obviously. That would be one where I would use the tray. I'm trying to think what else you could use.
Could you use like a 5-gallon bucket or something like that?
You could use a 5-gallon bucket, but, you know, it's one of those things, you're only using the top maybe, you know, if you were doing radishes, the top like 6 inches of the soil, maybe, you know, so you're wasting a lot of space underneath that. So that's why I was saying that, you know, maybe like a tray. I'm trying to, there's some good products out there, from Ferry Morse that has, all the different types of, like seed starting kits. Ferry Morse is the name of the company. Trying to think, they have, you know, like I said, they have like a windowsill garden. They also have like a heat mat. Heat mats would be good for you to use, especially in an area that there might be like a draft. That way, underneath, it'll keep the soil warm to allow it to grow quicker for you and stronger. You could also
use. Think it's worthwhile?
I definitely would be worthwhile to be doing. They even sell what's called a 72 pellet greenhouse, little thing. So it's got these little discs. They're probably about 2 inches wide and circular with a little bit of, it's core based. There's a, in the middle is where you would put the key, would you put the seed? And you can leave that in a tray and get started that way, instead of having to use just the, you know, just the whole thing of soil. You know exactly where the seed's going to go, and it keeps it in that area. It actually will help hydrate it a bit. So that's one way you can do. But it's definitely worthwhile. I mean, I would definitely be growing indoors if you could to get out there. You know, the other option is, and I saw this online the other day, is, you know, romaine gets recalled all the time for E. coli and that type of thing. But, you know, I've never seen cake get recalled. So, you know, you can just eat cake. I mean, I'm all for that.
Well, that sounds like a good advice, and it makes it worthwhile to try it. So I appreciate your help.
Yeah, no problem. And like I said, just you know, if you can afford to get a grow light, the grow light will help to push some of that growth. And the other thing that you could use this grow light for is in this early spring, getting plants ready to go out from seed into the garden for next year, instead of having to buy, you know, a bunch of different plants. You can get them started, get them stronger indoors, so you know that they're going to do well for you and thrive that way.
Well, it's a good idea. Thank you.
All right, Daryl, thank you so much for the phone call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It was, you know, that's one of those scary things with the romaine coming out, you know, a couple of weeks back about the E. coli. And they kind of figured out exactly where it was coming from, so it should be good to go again. But like I said, I saw this online the other day. Romaine gets recalled more and more for different things, but cake never gets recalled. And, hey, that sounds good to me. I could eat cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm kind of like Buddy the Elf with his syrup, but I'll take my cake. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Last year's windy, cold winter months were tough on your outdoor plants. Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonite's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging winds out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonide's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size, 40-ounce ready-to-use, and in pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in a pint ready-to-use for easy application of your live seasonal decorations. Bonide products are family-made in America. Wilt Stop can be found at a bunch of different garden centers in New England and all across the country. You can find it in Mahoney's Garden Center near you, West Lebanon Feed and Supply in West Lebanon, New Hampshire, and at Campbell's True Value Agway in Central Maine. Our phone number here today is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, a plant that many of you most likely know and use all of the time would be a aloe vera. The aloe plant is another nice indoor plant to be using. I know growing up, we always had aloe in the house, and anytime we'd get, you know, some sort of burn or a cut, we'd always have some sort of aloe on it. You know, it was always, good back in the 80s and 90s for burns. You know, we didn't really take care of ourselves with, suntan lotion, that type of thing, like, you know, you do nowadays. There's more information out there, so this was always on some sort of burn, that type of thing. But it's a great plant to have around the house. It's got all the medicinal properties. You want to bring it inside, have it in a bright light, and you want to have it get as much sun as you can. You can summer it outside, so that way it can get some of the warm weather that's outside instead of just being in the house. It doesn't need a lot of water. You want to keep it you know, on the dry side. You don't need to water as much. It is in the succulent family, so it's not something that has to be consistently watered. You want to make sure it's in a well-drained soil. You want to make sure that the water can go through it. It doesn't just sit there. A lot of the leaves, you know, the stems on there can get about 2 feet tall. You can cut different areas. It'll form that callus, and the rest of it will continue to be working. It does send out a large number of babies in the offset, or offsets, from the parent plant to get bigger and better for you. So that's one of the cool things for it. But again, bright light. This is the aloe vera plant that we're talking about. Lots of medicinal purposes, so it's a great one to have in the house for any garden. Phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, I was during the break, I was just thinking about some things we could talk about this time of year. Some indoor house plants to get some color in there. I did talk about a couple green-type house plants. I talked about your aloe vera. You know, it's medicinal purposes. And then I talked about the fiddle leaf fig. We've talked about in the past couple weeks the poinsettia and the different ones that you can do and what to, you know, where it came from, why we have it, etc. You know, I was reading in my book, I have the book that I look at every week, and I talked about it last week, was 365 Days of Gardening. So it's a pretty good book, but I was looking in it, and I believe on the 12th, so we're 3 days away, it is National Poinsettia Day. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, it's December 12th, National Poinsettia Day. So that's a flowering plant that you can have at this time of year. We've talked about amaryllis bulbs. We've also talked about paper whites. Now, there's a couple others I would like to, bring to your attention. You might already know about them, but it's good to have some different ones out there. The first one that I've always remembered as a Christmas-type plant was your cyclamen. It's got that darker green leaf with a little bit of white on the leaves, and then it's got different flower types. But the flower's kind of cool. It sends a stem out, and then at the top, it kind of curls over a little bit, and then the flower is there. It's just a different looking. It's not your typical, end of the stem, and then the bloom is on the top. It's kind of flipped a little bit and turned, but it's a pretty cool one. Multiple different colors that you can get. I've seen it in reds, pinks, whites, mixed color, pink and white, that type of thing. So it's a pretty cool one. You want it to have filtered sunlight. You don't want to have it in full sun at all times. It can take a good amount of sun, but you just don't want to have it in that dead heat, the hot sun. So you could use that. It doesn't like the draft either, like the fiddly fig does. Doesn't like. You want to have less water during the winter months. So regular watering spring, summer, and fall. And then in winter, you cut back a little bit on it. One of the things about the cyclamen that I find interesting is, when you're watering, you take a hose or a watering can and you'll just water from the pot. The cyclamen, the best way to water a cyclamen is to actually put it in like a sink and let water be absorbed into the pot that way. So leave it in there for about like 10 minutes. But you want it to stand in the water and absorb that way instead of spraying over the top. So it's a little bit different than some of the others. It's not your typical just water from the top and move on to the next one. This is one, the best bet to be put in like a sink, kitchen sink, let some water sit into it and absorb that way. So that's something I think that can be pretty different and pretty useful when it comes to watering these. But it's a great winter-type plant, Christmas-type plant, holiday season-type plant. I really do like it. Like I said, multiple different colors, and it really, really does well. It does not like the cold, though. It doesn't want to be in any of the cold. It's probably 45, 50 to 45 would be the lowest I'd have it in. So it wouldn't be good for like a porch at this time of year. Be better off in a nice sunny window. You could always put it near the heat. A lot of plants don't want to be above a heater. This one will take a little bit more of the warm air. So I think you want to put it right on top of the heater. But you can put it in an area where it's going to be a little bit warmer and do better for you. Again, this is a cyclamen. It's a really cool plant. Different colors to it. So I definitely suggest taking a look at a garden center for that one. A couple others that we'll talk about. There's a, coming up, I'll be talking about the Kalanchoe or the Calanchio. Depends on, who's saying it. I know my father always called it Kalanchoe. Where I am now, we'd always call it Calanchio. So, different ones out there, different ways. You say potato, I say potato, tomato, tomato, that type of thing. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More changes being made in the Trump administration. The president yesterday confirming he's named a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Here's USA Radio's John Clements.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dunford, who is retiring in October of next year.
The president also confirming that he'll be hiring a new chief of staff for himself.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
Winter storms causing travel problems nationwide. One big storm in the southeast U.S. is dumping snow, ice, and rain on several states. Governors in Virginia and North Carolina have declared states of emergencies. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Barron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jay's in New Hampshire.
Jay, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for all the information.
Great.
I've got a couple peas plants. I keep the house, you know, somewhere, you know, during the day around 60 when I'm not in there. It gets a little bit of sun in the morning. I water it about maybe every 3-4 days because it's in the heat, you know, in the dry heat of the house. I use probably once every 3 weeks a liquid food. I don't want to name the brand name, but it begins with an M.
Ah.
Miracle. And then, but I'm having problems. It keeps losing leaves. Now, I know, like, if you look like lettuce, the outer part of the leaves, they die off, and I cut those. But I just keep losing them year after year. I got to get new, you know, peace lilies. And so I know it's a great indoor purifier. So
yeah, no, it's definitely. So are they turning yellow, then brown, and then, you know, going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both the plants are doing that.
Okay. And you said, how often are you watering them?
I check it with my finger, maybe 3-4 days.
Okay.
You know, when it starts getting dry.
All right. Does it ever get really extremely dry?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because one of the things that'll happen for a peace lily when it dries out excessively, and it just gets really, really dry, it can start to turn the leaves yellow.
Yeah.
The other thing it'll do, which is kind of, you know, you never know which way, but the other thing it'll do, if it gets too much water, it'll turn yellow and die that way. So you can sometimes not tell which way it's gotten. Have you noticed any bugs or anything on there?
No, no. I was looking at the leaves. There was nothing on those. Underneath, you know, the underside, the top. You know, I wipe the leaves so that, you know, keep the any dust on there with a refined cloth. But they just maybe I'm a really good gardener. So.
Yeah, no, I get it. so is it in like a, you said a sunny window, partially sunny?
Yeah, in the morning it might get a couple hours, and then you know, no sun in the afternoon.
No sun at all.
Not in the afternoon, no. Just basically in the morning.
Okay. Trying to. I think you would need. You might need a little bit more sun. Than what it is getting.
Okay.
I would think. You know, if it's, you want to keep it out of the direct sunlight, but you want to have it in a bright spot. If that makes sense, you don't want it just
be
sitting in the sun all day. You want it to get more of a filtered sun than versus than just sun in the morning,
right,
and
right.
that could be causing some of the issues you're having. It is, you know, you usually see it in a greenhouse that has, you know, a bunch of sunlight to it. Obviously, you don't want that direct sun, but in the greenhouses, you don't really have a choice. But it might need some more sun than you're having. It doesn't have like spots or anything on the leaves. It just turns yellow and starts to
yellow dies off, and then I cut the outer part as it peels.
Okay, yeah. So if it was, say, it was getting like brown spots in there, or like it was streaking on the leaves, that would be too much sun. You know, if it's getting like that really deep yellow, it could be too much light, but I think what's happening here is it's not getting enough at this point, and that's what's causing it. The plant's getting weak, and it's trying to get rid of some of its weaker leaves focus more on the plant itself, on the, you know, on its roots, etc. How often, you said you fertilize it every two to three weeks?
3 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. So you'd use like a 20-20-20 or a 10-10-10 type fertilizer. You could use a liquid one if you want to use, like a Bonide or a Spoma. Those are good products to use. I know Bonide has a 10-10-10 liquid feed. That would be good for you to help. Just make sure on the plant it's, away from any cold drafts. It likes to have a warmer temperature on the inside, so like 65 to 80. If it gets too cold, that could be killing it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that could be doing this for you. The watering seems to be point on. I mean, everything else seems to be good. I just think you might need a little bit more sun.
All right, okay.
All right. It's more of like a medium day to the sun. You know, you said morning. The hottest part of the day, you know, if it were outside, would be like 10 to 2.
Yep.
If it could get some of that part of the day, I think it would be more beneficial for you and allow the plant to really survive. I think it should do well that way.
Maybe I have to talk to it more.
Yeah, I mean, hey, my father used to talk about it all the time, talking to plants and doing different things. I remember his...
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year, and the holidays.
You too, Jay. Hopefully we can get a good peace lily for you this year. Hopefully it works out.
Thank you.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. As Jay was saying, you know, you got to talk to the plants a little bit more. I always remember my father talking about that, talking to plants. He'd always talk about, with like a wisteria, and he'd talk about how, you know, you got to bang the side of the shrub, the vine, a little bit with a hammer, and he'd always, you know, walk up to it, have the hammer behind his back, and say, you know, I'm doing this for your own good. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. And he would just talk to the plants. I just remember hearing that from my father all the time. And I'd just get a little chuckle. And when Jay said that, it popped in my head. It was the first thing. So it was kind of funny. So Jay, thanks for bringing up some good memories, too. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Earlier, before the break, I was talking about some different houseplants. I've been talking about them all morning. I want to get some different houseplants out there for you guys to use in your home, to get some light in there, get some color in there, get some, you know, happiness. I always know plants bring happiness, and this would be a good way. My next one that I wanted to talk about here would be the Kalanchoe or the Calanchoe. It's a cool, different plant that comes out this time of year, blooms this time of year. It has it's almost like a lace leaf hydrangea top. It doesn't look like a lace leaf hydrangea, but the way the blooming is done, it looks that way. It comes up on a stem, and it has many different buds on it, and different ones will open at different times. So you'll see an open bud with smaller buds behind it that are closed coming next. So it's got that lace leaf type look to it. It's different colors. You can have it in pinks, salmons, whites, reds, light pink, dark pink. I've seen it in orange. Tons of different colors on it. Great little houseplant to be put inside. It is great for like a sunroom. It likes filtered sunlight to full sun, so it is a full sun loving plant. Be great for you. You know, during the summer, if you want to keep it outside, it's going to be tons of leaves, but you want to keep it in full sun. You don't want it to get below 36 degrees. Below 36 degrees will affect it, and it won't do well for you. You want to water regularly. You want the soil to dry out before watering again. It's one of those where you actually want it to dry out versus keeping it a little, you know, watered in between and making sure it just doesn't completely dry out. This one you can dry out. So it does tolerate that. And it would actually, depending upon where it is in the house, it can be dry for a couple weeks. So that it's one of those plants where, you know, a lot of people, low maintenance, something like that, where, you might not have to water it as often. This would be one of those. It would be a low nitrogen fertilizer. So like I said, the first number would be the one you're looking for. It's also, you want to fertilize, if you have it, not at this time of year, you wouldn't want to fertilize in the winter. We're still considered fall at this point, but I consider this winter. So you wouldn't be fertilizing at this point. The fertilization would be during the spring, summer, and fall months. As I said, I know we're technically in fall, but this is a time where you wouldn't be doing that. It doesn't have a lot of, different things other than that, but I think it's a great looking plant for a house plant for Christmas time, and it's, an alternative to poinsettia. I love the poinsettia, so there's no real alternative, but these are just some ideas that you could have for different flowers in the house. So those are a couple. I've talked about a few. As always, the poinsettia is the number one Christmas flower. Multiple different colors. It's such a gorgeous plant at this time of year. It brings a, happiness inside. It's just got the, the flower, the colors, the brightness of it. Those types of things really do well to, bring in, give it as a gift, give it to a neighbor, give it to a friend, relative, etc., and give them a little bit of information on it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Fiddleheads Flowers of Cape Elizabeth is pleased to honor the over 30-year time honored tradition of the Paul Parent Garden Club by offering new holiday wreaths for 2018. Lauren Springer, CEO and founder of Fiddleheads, joined by award-winning designer Jason Parent, yes, that's the son of Paul and my brother, have three new styles, locally sourced, double-sided, and handmade in Maine. To order your wreath, log on to www.fiddleheadflorist.com and shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. It's pretty cool wreaths. They're really doing the same traditional ones that we've always done in the past, but they've taken it over. It was something that they were going to take over anyways this year. With the, you know, it was something that my father had always talked about doing. He was ready to retire, ready to be done with the wreaths, so he could enjoy some time. At the holidays. Unfortunately, he couldn't this year. We do miss him every day. But it was something that he wanted to do. So he had talked about last year getting rid of the wreaths and retiring from them. They'll be out there still. So definitely take a look on them at fiddleheadflorist.com. That's a great website to get pictures of the different ones. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Till then, we'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Joe in New Hampshire.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I have a situation with Japanese bamboo that's coming up through my driveway, and I just thought you may have an idea on how I could eradicate it.
Yeah, I think the best way you can do that is move. Find a new house, yeah. No, I'm just
that's
kidding.
That's a lot.
Yeah, right?
I've been dealing with it for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, so there's a couple things we can you can do for that. The bamboo that's coming underneath it, is it always going in one area or is it,
yeah,
you know, sporadic? Okay.
No, and one area.
So that one area, the best way to get rid of bamboo is to be spraying it or painting the stalk. So when you,
okay,
you know, it comes up and you want to get rid of it, the best way to do it is cut it so it's about 2 inches from the ground.
Yeah.
And you can use a glossophate product to paint onto the bamboo to get it so it'll go absorb into the root system. Now, you're slowly going to kill it back, you know, to the outside of the driveway. I would assume, you know, it's coming from one area, right? You see one of the sides.
It's all around the outside area. That doesn't bother me. It's on the inside where it's coming through the tar around a cement fence-like.
Yeah. Is there a way at the end of the driveway or the side of the driveway that it's coming in, would you be able to put like a they sell like a bamboo barrier that goes down? You'd have to dig a pretty decent-sized trench.
Yes.
Because what
there
it does...
for that.
What it does on the, it goes down about, I've seen them 36 inches deep. So it would go down and block those roots from coming into the driveway. So that might be one of the ways to start it on the side, to really help from there. The spraying of the plant is going to have to happen multiple times. When it comes through, it's really hard, to just kill instantly. It takes 3, 4, maybe 5 times of doing this. But I think it's something, you know, it's worth it. It takes a little bit of time to do.
Yeah. What do you suggest to use as a spray?
So you could use cleanup from Bonide if you want to use something, you know, pretty heavy duty. I'm trying to see. I'm looking at...
I've tried Trioxes and all those.
Okay. If you're looking for, like, an organic way of doing it, you could try the BioSafe weed control. Theirs might work for you. But, yeah, I'd paint it on the same way. I wouldn't...
Okay.
I would so instead of making it into, you know, diluting it and making it into a spray, again, cut it so there's a little bit to it, and then paint the stem.
Okay.
The stem itself, so it'll have like an open wound. It's like when we put Neosporin or something on a wound. It's to help seal it and clean it and keep it safe. That's what the plant is trying to form, that callus to protect it. But you want to get into it before it protects itself. So that's why you cut it, and then you take a paintbrush and you paint right on top of the open wound. That'll absorb and go into the root system. So that's something I like to use all the time when I'm doing something that's a little bit stronger, like a vine or a the bamboo specifically.
Okay.
So that's how I would do it. But if you can get that bamboo barrier and put that along the side, that would be something that would really work.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
It's this really thick plastic. It's probably like a quarter of an inch to a half an inch thick. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit expensive, but if it's going right into the driveway, this might be the way to do it.
Yes. And that would help for the future.
Definitely. All right, Joe.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thanks, Joe. Good luck.
Okay,
phone number.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll,
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.